here, the housing charity DePaul has called for an increase in specialised accommodation for victims of trafficking in Ireland. The organisation has been running the first specialist service for women victims of trafficking for a number of months. It's warned that without more temporary accommodation of this kind, more victims will fall into homelessness. Ruhama, which works with victims of sex trafficking, has said more step-down facilities from services are required for those from those provided by DePaul. Well, Alva Canidias, our social affairs correspondent, she's with us now. First of all, Alva, tell us about this accommodation that's been set up for victims of trafficking.
Yes, so Ireland had no dedicated accommodation for victims of trafficking until recently, and this was something we faced criticism from, internationally and nationally. So we received criticism from the Trafficking in Persons report that would be US-based, and then here at home by our own National Rapporteur on Trafficking, which is the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission. An 8-bed unit has been established under the Department of Integration. Now, this type of accommodation was recommended as part of the government's zero tolerance strategy on sexual and gender-based violence, but it's being set up under IPASS, which is why Roderick O'Gorman's department is key to this and behind setting it up. Now, that in itself, his department's involvement in itself points to the fact that many of the people who are trafficked into the country, they're brought in here for prostitution or the sex trade. But there are other forms of trafficking, like for labour, for example. But this unit, it's the first of its kind. It's for women only, and it's been opened very quietly in recent months in an undisclosed location to ensure the protection of the women. Now, DePaul, which is running the unit, it's running it with trauma-informed and trained staff, but it's realised that really all homeless organisations need to be given training on how to work with these kind of victims, because it's so easy for them to slip into homeless services and they're very vulnerable. And DePaul's CEO, David Carroll, he says there needs to be much more joined up thinking in this regard.
We'd like to see homeless providers and the system to be fully integrated into the National Action Plan to combat trafficking. And as part of that, for everybody who's working in this area to be trained comprehensively. But more importantly, and as important, we want to see an improvement and increase in the amount of gender-specific accommodation that exists for people who have been trafficked because of the huge and horrible traumatic experiences that people have experienced due to this awful crime.
I think, Alpha, though, there's also a view that providing accommodation of this sort is not enough on its own.
Yeah, so Ruhama is the organisation that works with victims of sex trafficking, and it says, like, it's fine to set up a unit like this, but what happens when the women leave these facilities, like the one that's been run by DePaul? Its CEO, Barbara Condon, says there needs to be step-down facilities, otherwise the women are just left in a very vulnerable situation.
There's no point in having somebody in a unit doing really well for a couple of months and then they're back to square one. Where do we send them? Do they go back to worse accommodation than they came from? So it's crucial that the planning and the upscaling of further accommodation units is paramount.
So do you think that this has been thought through properly, or have you been consulted, for example?
It's not that it hasn't been thought through. There was very definite proposals on the table. But given that we're in a housing crisis, there has been one kind of, I suppose, block after another in terms of being able to get this off the line. We did have concerns about the fact that it was coming through the IPASS provision, but it was that or nothing. So we felt it was better to get something off the ground as a pilot, test it out. We could learn and tweak from it. But it's clearly, having done the pilot now, you know, we need something outside of the IPASS provision in terms of sustainable accommodation and specialised accommodation for victims of human trafficking.
And Alva, is there any idea what that accommodation might look like?
Well, Ruhama says the 8-bed unit for single women, that's welcome, but it isn't enough. You know, a lot of the women they deal with have children, so that has to be factored into these facilities. While DePaul says there needs to be gender-specific accommodation also for male victims of trafficking.
Alva Keneally, Social Affairs Correspondent, thanks for that.